you go outside and you don't have the proper coating, you're
Okay, we continue in the Rambam Hilchas Paraduma Perek Yudalet, Chapter 14, Halacha Gimel, Halacha Number 3. We've been talking about more stringencies, and we talked about yesterday about if the ashes of Paraduma are sitting on top of a place where there's tumah, even though they cleave, does not become tumah.
They do.
But the ashes are sitting atop of a makos, because the Torah says you have to You have to put the ashes outside the camp in a place that's tor, even though what you're placing now will not make the receptacle tameh, but the ashes are sitting on something at something, even though they're not on it, but they're over it. So therefore, it's going to be possible from that too. So we're going to continue this line of discussion. In Halacha Gimel, okay, you recall we have the idea of a kli cheres. Just reviewing, kli cheres does not get tumah from the outside, and if it's tzamid posel and it's covered on the top, it protects what's inside. Generally speaking, in all hilchos tumah, except when we're dealing with paraduma. So let's see another example, an application. V'chein kli sheyesh bo efer o mayim mekudashim, has either ash or the water that's mixed with the ash. Umukav tzamid posel. You have a kli cheres, and it's surrounded and covered on the top, which would help for anything else in the world. V'nosin ba'ohel ames. And you put it in a house where there's a corpse.
Right.
Now, there is no tumas mace in that kli cheres.
Right.
The ashes are not tumay mace either. Hare ha'efer v'hamayim tmein. The ash and the water inside are tummy. Why? She'ein evra achotos nitzelus b'tzamid posel. The ash of the paraduma is not saved with the covering, the tzamid posel. She'nemer, because it said, v'makom tohor. It has to be in a pure place. The place is not pure. The entire house is not pure. Ve'ein z'makom tohor. Z'makom tohor. Even though tumas mace does not go into the tzamid posel, and you could take whatever in there and use it for hektish or for whatever you want,
right.
But the stringency of para aduma as such, it's not on a makom tohor, and therefore it makes now the utensil will be tohor. The utensil's tohor. Nothing wrong with the utensil. But the stuff inside is tummy.
So is this now, because we have a pasuk, is this an araisa tumah, or is this clearly still a rabbinical tumah?
I think it'd be an araisa, no.
Okay.
Actually. I think so. That's what I think. It's a pasuk.
Yeah.
It's tummy.
If you were to use that utensil again for another batch of ashes or water, wouldn't it be tummy?
No.
No, the utensil itself is tower.
But didn't we say that with you have to take it to the mikvah and then go directly and use it?
You can't, it's earthenware, right?
Yeah, we don't. Remember, earthenware has other issues.
Yeah.
Earthenware, you're not going to use it anyway.
But if you wanted to use it again for ashes, I blew it, now I have the dead body, now the ashes, the water.
You have to break it.
You have to break it.
If it became tumah.
No, the vessel.
No, but the vessel isn't.
It's not tumah.
It had the tap on it.
It's
not
the tumah. You can use that vessel for another part of duma.
Perhaps. Perhaps.
Perhaps.
I think so. There could be some other things I haven't thought up of yet.
No, but if you
but
make
all
the
we know is
for duma and its tahor, it should
but
stay
it has
in the
second okay. in it from a...
But it doesn't make it tummy. That, remember,
only
it's
the inside
all,
is tummy.
It's only a paraduma law.
Yeah.
We'll see. There will be, if we get to Halacha Zion, which doesn't look like it, where you're going to see how there is some kind of kickback. But it's on people, but not on the utensil. Okay, now, Dalid, the first half, just the first half of those, is parenthetically now. We're just going to associate. Now, although we said that there's many things we're strict with paraduma over regular kachim, this point is the same point with kachim and paraduma. It's not a paraduma halacha now, just throwing it in while we're on the topic. V'chein ochlim mashkin shel kodesh. Let's say you have holy food or drink that you want to use on the Mizbech. Let's say you got wine. You want to use it as a wine libation on the Mizbech. And it's in a Kli Cheres Tzomid Posel. Einem Nitzolim B'Tzomid Posel will also not be saved by a Tzomid Posel. Okay? It doesn't say why.
If it's sealed, like the example,
yes, it's the same halacha for whatever reason.
No, because you said special stringency.
I know. So this one applies across the board. Okay, that's what we're saying. It's a Gemara in Chagiga that says Kodesh is not saved with Tzomid Posel as well. So it's just, it's a stringency, but you see, it will apply to that as well. But remember, the whole problem was, remember, the Torah says, V'niach michus samach, you take the ashes and put it outside the camp in a Mokum Torah. So how about the following? What if you just drew the water for Paraduma? You didn't put any ashes on it yet.
Right.
Nice, good, fresh spring water specifically doesn't have for Paraduma, and that's in a Tzomid Posel. Okay, Uklei Reikon, okay, but and empty vessels, or an empty vessel that's in a Tzomid Posel, Hatohar Lechatos, Nitzal B'Tzomid Posel. In other words, if you got a Tzomid Posel, we said, first halacha, if you got water with the ashes of the Paraduma, it's not safe because the house is tummy. It's not a Mokum Tor. But the soul of Mokum Tor is only for Paraduma water mixed with ash or ash. But if it's just the water before we mix it, or just the utensil before we use it, so therefore, since the Tzomid Posel blocks any Tumah, and they don't require Mokum Tor. It doesn't say you place the utensil on a Mokum Tor. It says you place the ash on a Mokum Tor. So either the ash or the water mixed with the ash has to be on a Mokum Tor. But a Tzomid Posel will save water or a utensil that you plan on using further with Paraduma. It will be saved. However, there's still a condition. Bamed Varmamurim, when are we going to say this? Okay, it's only when we learnt earlier in earlier chapters in Perek Zion. Remember, there's always got to be somebody watching it, and the person watching has got to be Tor. The person watching is Tameh, we already said, forget it, because he's not going to be careful. Another stringency, even though the guy's watching it, he's watching it, fine. If the guy's watching is Tameh, forget it. It's not good. But I never didn't take my eye off it. I didn't touch it. I didn't know anything. I watched it. Too bad. Once you're tummy, you're not going to be 100% focused. That's the rule for Paraduma. It's the rule. So when do we say that those things don't become tummy because you're a Baal and Tor? When the Baal, who's watching over this Tor, the Baal was tummy, even though he's not touching this tummy puzzle, he's just watching it, the water will always be Tamei. Okay, so therefore, let's have an interesting situation how this will come up. Fascinating case. Ketzad, let's have a real good for instance that will play out this issue here. Okay, Hayu Meimav Mukafim Tzomid Posel. Okay, you've got a Kli Cheres covered completely with just drawn water in the house with a corpse. But there's one thing more in the house.
What?
The guy watching is in the house with the corpse.
Oh no!
Okay.
He's tummy.
You got the house.
He's tummy.
You got a corpse. You got the guy watching it. You got the water in covered up in a Kli Cheres Tzomid Posel. So this is fascinating. So it comes out the guy that the Kli Cheres on its own would protect the water, but it only can protect the water if there's a tar person watching it.
And he's not tar anymore.
So now you got an interesting. So what's going to happen? So who vahem? So he, the watcher, vahem, and the water that's been not yet sanctified and shouldn't be tamei because it's not, it's an amakam tamei. But may shneim tmeim.
Ouch.
So now you're going to ask a question, Paul. What's the question?
Come on, Paul.
How will the water ever be okay? The guy's got to watch it.
Good question, Paul.
How can he watch it?
It's
right?
The container.
Right? But he has to watch it. So the solution is the next case.
Oh.
Remember, houses have windows. So what about who? Let's say the watcher is outside the house, but he's looking right through the window and he's watching it. V'mayim sheinu mekudashim, and the water that's not yet been sanctified, it's in the tzami pasol mibifnim, inside shneim tahorim. They're both tar. Why? Because he's watching it. He's not tame. The water isn't tame because it's being watched, and the guy didn't become tame. So everything's fine. Like a jigsaw puzzle.
It's enough that he watches from the outside.
Okay, let's try another one. Let's try another one now. There's one other possibility. We had the water inside and him inside. The water inside, him outside. What's the third possibility?
Him inside.
They're both outside.
Him inside and the water's outside.
Right. Oh, that's no good.
Okay, who mibifnim? He's inside the house with the corpse. But mayim bechutz, and the water's outside, but he's watching it through the window. Geshem shu tamei, just like he becomes tamei, kach meima psulim, so the water becomes pasul because a tamei guy can't watch it. As the Rambam said in Perek Tes, halacha yud zayin, that's what he has.
Got to get those tahor watches.
Okay, now we have a little bit of a gymnastic halacha. In halacha, hey, you got to be very good and agile on your feet. Okay, halacha, hey, hatohar lechatas. Okay, the guy went to the mikveh, he's ready, he can do whatever he needs to work with the paradum. He's a completely Torah guy. Shuhu, I made a gabe tanur. He's standing on a tanur that's a kli cheres. That can never be an avatoma.
Right.
It can never be mitami the person, even if he's touching with his feet.
Is it hot? Hopefully not.
It's not hot. It just happens to be a stove. Okay. The main thing is a large klicheris. That's what we want to get. I don't care about it's a stove. It's a large klicheris. It cannot normally be mitami. It doesn't. It doesn't. Normally it can't give a tuma because it can't. It's a keli, so it can't be mitami him. Ukiyaitzber or similarly. Mikalim she'enim taharim lechatas. Any keli that you didn't especially make it ready for the korban chatas, right? Now, what do you do? Uposhat yado chutz letanur. So now he stretches his hand beyond the stove. Ukli she'yesh bo mechatas biyado, and he has a utensil that has water for the poraduma. It's got the water ready to go in his hands with ashes and everything in his hands. Or v'chein kona hamuta l'gabei tanur, not a person, you got a reed balanced on top of the stove. Ushnei kelim, and two utensils balanced on the reed. The reed's in the middle, and let's say there's a rope or something, and now you got two kelim with water on both sides. Out. The main thing is going on over the utensils, not over the stove. It's not over the klicheris. The person's over the klicheris. The reed's over the klicheris. But the other things are hanging over the sides. Echad mikavechvan, har elu tameim, they are tamei. Why? Well, we already said that a keli that's not designated special, that will be matame them. This is an extension of not sitting in a holy place. Even though they're not sitting on top of it, the classic case is the keli is sitting on top of the mace, right? Even though the keli is not tame. These things aren't even on top. They're off to the side, but they're being supported by the keli that's tame. Hove mi sharmal tanur. Since they're being supported by the tanur, harem heim ki'ilu menachal, it's like it's sitting on them. And that we already said that those kalim, if it touches them, will give off tumah. But what if he's standing on the tanur? What if he has an empty vessel? A vessel that's empty. Or water that hasn't been sanctified yet. They're tor because now it's not sitting on a mokum tame again. It's only a problem for ash and with the water mixing it, but not the other ones. How about how you made chutzal? Let's say he's standing outside of the stove. Uposhat yadar, he sticks his hand over the stove. Lechalon, through a window. Vinata kli sheish bo chatzos, and now he's picking up a utensil that has water of paraduma water. And then he whisks it past the tanur. He just whisks it past it. It's just like that. All right? Harei ze tor, it's tor. You know why? Because the problem is only if it rests on top. It says it has to rest on a mokum tor. So when it's If you're not moving, it's resting. But if it's moving across, that ain't resting. And since it's not resting, that particular problem of resting in a Makom Torah does not apply. Similarly, what if you sprinkled water over the tummy thing?
It's in motion.
Right, it's in motion. It's passing over. You're in a makom tar. It's going on the person who needs to be purified, but it's passing over the tuma, and it's something to go mishkav umov shavlas. It's something that a zav could make what it sits on makes a tummy go to them. Harezet, or it's still tar because it's not munach on anything, and therefore it's okay. Okay, now let's try another halacha. Okay, now, please.
You know, you made a huge error.
There was a picture?
There's a picture.
And what? It just shows you a picture of him holding it.
Oh, he's standing on
the Okay, chair. Yeah, okay, that's sure, but it's a stove. I think I described it well enough.
Wow, look at that.
I described it well enough. All right, let's roll on. Let's roll on. Okay. Kli sheyesh bo mechatos. Okay, you have a utensil that's got the paraduma water. Kli sheyesh bo kodesh shenagu zeboze. And you have a kli that has regular hektish. Wine, whatever. You got one utensil that's got paraduma water and ash. Another utensil that's got, let's say, holy wine for a libation. Hare nitma kli shalchatas v'chol sheyesh bo. By coming into contact, we already set a rule that any kalim that are designated especially for paraduma, that gives off the tuma to the other kalim. So therefore, even if it's fine, it doesn't matter. Hare nitma kli shalchatz rozvo. The whole utensil and the water is tummy because it touched a keli that wasn't prepared special for paraduma. Aye, what about the kli kodesh itself? Avol kli kodesh tarkeshoye. But the kli kodesh, it's okay. The tuma doesn't go back on it because what's going to go back on it? A problem of paraduma, but it's not used for paraduma. So what's the problem? Vecheinim noga hatohor lechatas. Okay, let's say you got a guy now who's prepared. You went to the mikvah, and he's going to be involved with the paraduma. He's ready to go. And now he's holding in one hand, he's touching bishneim b'shtei yadav, k'shei menuch al haaretz. Now you got two, you got the one keli of the water with the paraduma water here, and one thing with the kachim over here. Azoy, he's holding like this. Yeah? I don't know, is he saying, well, he's touching them, k'shei munochim al haaretz. Okay, it doesn't really matter. They're sitting on the ground, but he's touching both. He's the lightning rod between the two of them. So let's see what's going to happen here. Harei nitma shel chatas. The one of the chatas is going to be tamei. How's that work? Shrei hatohor lechatas nitma b'negiyas akli. Because the guy, by touching the kli, he became tamei. Remember, the tumah goes just crazy. You touch any kli that isn't designated for paraduma, even though it shouldn't make you tummy at all. And even though we don't think it's tummy, you just tummy. It wasn't designated for paraduma. It makes you tummy, makes the person tummy. Now the person who's tummy is touching the kli with the water of the paraduma. Shetras, kamoshi be'arno. And then it goes back and makes the mechatas tummy as well. Well, so it's just the same as the halacha before. When the two were touching, we're just saying now with the person in between, it just extends that as well. Okay, now we have a really interesting halacha coming up. Yes, okay. So here, the... Okay. Now, let's... Science is going to be a little tricky here. Higbia... Okay, the person who's tar, again, he purified himself for paraduma. Shnei keli b'shteyav. Now he's picked them up with both hands. Or really he touched to be the same thing. Okay. Shneihem tmeihim. Okay, you have sanctified water that became tamei. Now they're both become tamei. Now, I mean, really, that's what he already said before, no? What did he say the case before? So he's saying now, I have to see what the difference is. So he's saying, Zeh shel chatos nitma, the one for the paraduma becomes tame. Why? Because the person touched the utensil that wasn't purified for the chatos. Mm-hmm. All right? So he transfers the tuma to that kli. Vishel kodesh nitma.
Why?
And the Kodesh one now is Tameh. What happened? Mipnei Zeh Shehigbiyo, because of the man who's picking it up. V'hu Tameh B'nesiyas Mei Nida. Now what is very interesting, when this Tameh, because he's holding it, but this Tameh water of the makes him not just Tameh for Paraduma, makes him Tameh, really Tameh.
If so the, it comes if right the, back at him.
Not ju- it doesn't come back and making it Tameh for Paraduma.
No,
makes him real Tameh, because why? Shemitamim b'masa, since he's carrying it, as we have not yet learned in Perek Tesvav. This is going to be this crazy law, where this is where the Tohar water will make the man tummy. This is the crazy case. Right? The water was tar. The man was tar. The water of Hegdish was tar. But what's the stringencies? The tar water makes the man tummy. The man whose tummy touches the Paraduma water makes that tummy. Now, when that becomes Tameh, it's not just Paraduma Tameh. When the water that's ready to go becomes Tameh from him, it now kicks back real Tumah, not Paraduma Tumah. Tumah for Hegdish, because with Masa, Mipnei Shenitmu Machmas HaKli Shel Kodesh, because the person became Tameh by that water, Shenitma, he became Tameh, Machmas HaKli Kodesh, and therefore he will now spread it back, and now this other utensil will be Tameh to be not used even for Hektish. That's how far this goes when he's holding them. Now, Lafiga, therefore, however, how can we get around it? Imhoya hakli shel kodesh karach b'niyar. What if the holy utensil had paper around it? And he's only holding the paper. Paper is not susceptible to tumah. V'igbia b'niyar. And the person picked up the paper, was holding the paper part, but was not holding the kli. V'lo noga bo, and didn't touch the kli itself. And then Vigbiachatas, right? And now he picks up the Paraduma Kli, even though it doesn't have any paper. Biyaroshnia, with his other hand. Snaps over, everything's tar. Why? Because he never touched the other Kli. He only touched
paper.
It with the what? Paper.
Shrey
Nogabe Kli, he didn't touch it. And it's not Tameh B'maso. Remember, just lifting up doesn't make it Tameh. You've got to actually pick it up. Yeah, where am I up to now? I've lost the place. He didn't make it Tameh. And didn't make it Tameh. He didn't become, the person didn't become Tameh for Chatos. But what if the regular vessel for the Beis Midrash didn't have paper, but the Paradumuk one had paper?
No.
So now, no, if the one that was Kodesh he touched, well, now he became Tameh.
Yeah.
He became Tameh. I feel Shulchatus near Shneim Tameim, the other one's Tameh, because even without touching it, because it's not a Makom, and that makes it Tameh. Okay, one more. Ches. Similar idea. So now we're going to just touch, not picking up, just moving it. He touched something that moves it.
So he threw another object. He takes a stick and moves it.
He blows it. Whatever.
Okay.
Hey, see the shnei kelim biyado. What if he just moves them, but he didn't touch them at all? V'lo nagam, didn't touch them at all. Shneim tahirim. They're both tar. Why? She'ein hakli. She'ein atar lachatas. The utensil that had nothing to do with paraduma. It's not mitamias hator lechatas. Can't make the person who's around at sheyiga bo biyado until he at least touches it.
Okay.
There's no tumas hesed there. Elim kain hayo elim midras. Unless it was utensil that you could have lied on. Remember tumas midras, something you could lie down, even touching, having it move, will make you tummy. But this is not
so
a clear
chair, like a chair.
A chair would be a problem, but just a cup. A cup doesn't have tumas midras, so just moving it does not transfer tumah to him, and tumah doesn't go to him, and then it doesn't go to that, and you're in business. I will stop it over there.
Oh, you said it.
Yeah. Thank you.